First, the Chief Ombudsman's flagging concerns tonight about how government agencies are responding to requests for official information. Peter Bosher has run the ruler over 12 agencies and found some media teams are breaching the Official Information Act. He's also found some ministers are getting a heads up about information heading out 3 to 5 days before it's released. The Chief Ombudsman, Peter Bosher, joins me now. Evening, Mr. Bosher.
Good evening to you, Nick. Nice to talk.
You too. Let's start with, obviously the Crown Ministries, but there is a connection to the government there. And of course, this government promised to be the most open and transparent ever. Is it?
Well, this investigation of ours was concerned with government agencies. I really need to focus on that, not the executive. That's the way we did this. And what we found was that since the last report, look, there have been some improvements. And over the pandemic, when one might have expected some agencies would really tuck in and not release in the way that we might have expected, in fact, they did pretty well. The concern we've flagged is actually a really important one, especially for journalists. A lot of agencies have set up media teams. They respond to requests for information. They're not clearly identifying these as OIA requests, which has a flow-on effect, because often the information isn't being supplied, reasons aren't being given for refusal, and the ability to complain to the Ombudsman isn't being mentioned. And that's not what Section 19 of the Official Information Act requires. So we've taken of the 12 agencies 8 to task and said, you're breaching the law, you'll have to do better.
Yeah, and let's drill into some of the issues here. I mean, you mentioned one of them at the top there about media teams failing to give journalists reasons why they are refusing to provide information. Where is this culture, where is this departure from the law coming from, do you think?
Well, I think everything turns, if you don't mind me saying so, on strong culture and good leadership. People will follow the exhortations and the expectations of good leadership. I just don't think that some agencies are paying attention. I don't think they're giving this the time and the resource it needs. The end result is this, and it gets slightly worse if I can indicate this to you. Let's say that a request for information is met. So far, so good. If it's not met, what often then happens is that it's put into a formal, protracted OIA track, and often the information isn't supplied until the 20 days has expired. Now, that's the maximum under the Act, not the optimum. And there's no seeming halfway house of agencies having the resources and the will to getting on and doing this as quickly as they should.
We get hung up on this as journalists, right, Mr. Bosher? You know, I think fairly so. Often we feel like we're not being treated fairly. But if I'm Joe Public, why does it matter?
Because during the pandemic, for instance, when it was really important that there was information flowing, I believe the public will accept decisions, often coercive ones, if they understand the basis upon which those decisions are being made. And the reason that New Zealand features as number one transparency in the world is because we do try and we endeavour to give explanations, as the government did during COVID. When, though, that falls by the wayside and people begin to lose trust in the freedom of information flow, that's when the rot starts to set in trust and transparency. That's why it's so important.
Mm. You mentioned this issue of ministers being flagged, 3 to 5 days in advance before information's being released. A problem, why?
Because the Act requires that a decision is made and communicated and acted on as soon as possible. That's what the Act says. So let's say that you make a request and your request, shall I just say for no reason other than I'm making it, is to the Ministry of Health. What should happen is the Chief Executive should make a decision on your request, and if it's to grant you the information, it should be released to you, and as a for your information, no surprises, it can be supplied to the Minister at about the same time. So far, so good. It begins to get very convoluted and unclear when a decision's made on your request and that's conveyed to the minister days before it's conveyed to you, there's the temptation to think that something is going on, being talked about, and being put in a position so as to make it look good. That's the problem there is in trust not being kept.